Can you imagine how anxious you would be knowing that your mum is going to get tea with Troy?
I just wouldn't allow that to happen. You would just be in a state of perpetual terror, like a panic attack.
What's he going to say? What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
He's going to do something. I just had this image of him just grabbing her. Physically.
He's going to spill the tea.
Yeah.
Thanks for that support.
I was thinking about something else. You know what I was thinking about?
What?
What I would write if I had to send a sexy text.
Sexy text?
A sexy text. I'd say, no, mine are too dirty. They're all about ice cream and melting and, oh.
Do you want to lick some ice cream off my body, Justin?
Off my cone?
Hello and welcome to Married at First Sight, the recap podcast. My name is Jessie Stevens and I am here with
Claire Stevens.
Hello.
Hey.
We need to delve into the boys' night and the girls' night.
But first, hold on. There's a lot of other stuff we need to talk
about.
There is. Most notably, Carly and Justin. Trish gave them two pieces of homework. One was sexy texts.
Sexy text.
And one was lingerie shopping.
Yes.
So, for some reason, Justin goes lingerie shopping on his own. Don't think that was the plan. But Carly's just sitting at home, just like stroking her phone, being like, what sexy text will I send him? And she sends a message and says, are you wearing underwear?
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. And the picture of Justin freeballing really got me in the...
Because he's dealing with ice cream machines and food. So he can't be dealing with machines and having his willy all over the place, right? It's got to be secured. Everyone knows that. It's like a hairnet. But he's at the lingerie shop with a woman named Irene.
And he has more chemistry with Irene than he has with Carly this entire season. So he's like, Irene, I need a hand. And she's like, oh, well, what
do you need a hand? What? A hand with? Oh, I just need a hand buying my fake wife some lingerie because a fake expert named Trish told us it was homework. That's what I need help with. And she goes, I have this all the time. Here's a section we go to. And she pulls out some lingerie and goes, how about this? And Justin holds it up against himself.
Yeah, which is like, oh, I don't think that's going to help. He has no idea what size she is because he's never looked at her. And then he decides, oh, well, I'll try some male lingerie.
Wait, no. Before that, she's like, oh, in terms of her boobs, apples, oranges or grapefruits?
Yeah.
But what she should have said was one scoop, two scoops.
And then he would have been like,
oh, easily. two scoops.
Yeah.
But then, yes, you're right. He goes into the section which... is for gay men, which is fine. It's a Mardi Gras section with like mesh shirts and stuff.
Yeah, which are great, but Carly's not impressed.
No, and that wasn't the task. The task, it does seem, was to buy lingerie for Carly together. And instead he went on his own and bought lingerie for himself, which was not the task.
And then sends Carly a photo. So she's sent this, frankly, humiliating sext. And instead of replying to her sext, he sends her a photo of him in lingerie that he's clearly not taking it seriously.
And also someone else has taken it.
Her response is, gross. And it's like, well, you know what? That says a lot about your relationship.
And I feel like she's demanding all these things. And then when he does it, she gets angry. And she's like, well, he's not taking this seriously. And then as we find out later, she moves out.
Yeah.
The sexy ticks.
The other relationship we need to talk about is Troy and Ashley's mum.
Also, the chemistry coming purely from one side there is enormous. So they go out for tea and Troy is so...
I actually yelled. I was like, so he's late. Why? Why are
Hi,
you
sorry,
always
I'm late? Why? Where else did you have to be, Troy? Literally, you have one job. One job.
Then he turns up and just all the little weird things. So stuff like, on my wedding day, you were waiting for me in the front row.
And the mother-in-law waiting for me in the first row there.
I don't know whether I was waiting for you, Troy.
You weren't?
And then he's like, may I just say that you're beautiful? And she's like,
no, you maintain
a good figure.
You maintain a very good figure. May I say that, Stephanie?
If you don't mind me saying, you do keep a very nice figure, Stephanie. You're in great shape by the looks of it.
No! That's not something you say to your mother's, to your girlfriend's
It's
mother.
Super inappropriate. And then he's like, so you're saying that you and your daughter have the same taste in men? And she's like, no.
I never said that.
What?
And then he's like, we had a good time. It's like, you don't get to decide. She hated every minute of it. But you know who had fun? Ruby and Charlene.
Yeah.
Because Ruby makes Charlene come painting with her at some gallery. Can Ruby paint? no, but no one's told her because they're scared because she's going to lose it.
She'll hurt them. She's going to hurt them.
You can see Charlene trying to paint just to, like, get through the activity, but Ruby is really controlling.
Yeah.
Taking the paintbrush
like,
and going, no. Mm. Anyway, so that's fine.
Importantly, just for future reference, Sarah and Telv have reconciled their fight with help. That's in inverted
from commas. John Aiken, who appeared sick. I hope he's better. He was really sickly.
He had a cold.
He was quite sinusy, I suppose. His energy was quite low in the session because of that. But they sorted it out in the end.
So that was great. Now we got to get to Boys Night, Girls Night.
Can I just make a note on the word gills? We know Tracy's been saying gills since the beginning, but it felt like a cheap shot. By episode 23,
we're allowed to say it.
We've had enough of gills. I want more girls. And she uses that word more than any other word.
I think also I would like if she called them women.
Yeah,
instead of gills.
I'm going out with the gills. And then there's one sentence where she's like, I think you need the boys. How does she say boys?
Boys.
I don't know.
She says boys weird too.
Like a boys, the boys night more than I need the girls night. And I was like, ah,
make it stop. So obviously every season, same recipe. Girls go on the girls night. There are some bombshells dropped, such as that Carly has forced Justin to move out, which Justin then seems to claim was his idea. But at the boys night, there's always bad behaviour because boys will be boys. And Dean goes rogue. He doesn't.
I love Dean. Oh, I love it.
So he's like, all right, who's thought about swapping wives? Who would you prefer? And as much as I'm like, this is low, and I'm on Patrick's side of being a moral person, I'm like, go, Dean.
Who would you choose?
Who has? And Justin says Ashley is really more his type.
Yeah.
Troy's sedated or something during that. His face is just blank. He has no emotion. And then
Dean says that him and Carly have had quite a vibe, which I was like, really?
Then he kind of pimps his wife out and he's like, come on, who wants to bang Tracy? And it's like, a bit weird.
That would make her upset. And then he says, so everyone's met their wives' mothers. Did anyone think their wives' mothers were hot? And there's just silence and then, yeah.
That's Troy.
And it's Troy.
Yeah. Then he's like, she's a natural redhead, but she's done something to her hair with her
highlights.
And
highlights.
Everyone's like, no one gives a shit about her hair.
And then Patrick is this year's Sean and, there were two good guys last year.
Patrick is the good guy this year. Doesn't want to talk about women in a derogatory way. Thinks he shouldn't be talking about wife swapping. And then Troy is just so out of touch and just turns to him at the end. He's like, you didn't even contribute anything to that. It's like, because he was being a good person because he's aware he's on television, Troy.
Troy was mad because he knew at the end he'd done something wrong and he was looking really guilty. And he was like, I shouldn't have said that thing about Ashley's mum. Even though I've said it to Ashley's face, to Ashley's mum and to the camera, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
You could sense that. I was thinking the whole time, you would want to be married to Patrick. Because that's where the gossip is going to come.
100%.
Dean's not going to give Tracy shit.
Yeah, because it's
he's going to be like, oh, it was boys' night. What stays at the boys' night stays at the boys' night. And she's going to be like, what stays at the girls' night? And it's just going to be a boring conversation. Charlene and Patrick all night. They're going to sit there with a glass of wine.
Yes.
And he's going to go play by play. Here's what everyone said.
I think Telv will do the same for Sarah.
Oh, I agree. Yes, yeah. He will do the same. Even John, because John was very much a good guy in that situation.
But interestingly, if you have been on the Daily Mail, which all of us have, it looks like Carly and Troy end up together. There's photos of them everywhere.
Yes.
It's bizarre. And it seems like we might have the seeds of that relationship developing at the boys' night when Justin says Carly's type is really the Dino or the Troy's.
And Troy's like, whoa. His hair stands up or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
But it's also so confusing because what do they have in common, Dean and Troy?
Oh, next thing we know, they'll be sending 60 texts.
That
not will.
60 texts.
Oh, that was a brilliant episode. I love brilliant. Girls Night, Boys Night.
Dinner party tomorrow night is going to blow my mind. I'm so excited.
For all our other thoughts, please go to mamamia.com.au to read our very comprehensive recap. You can also join us in our Mamma Mia Married at First Sight LOLs group. And in our show notes, we've got all the gossip. Claire, anything to add, please?
No, I was going to add one of those things and
well,
you just kept talking.
Too bloody slow. All right? I'm the leader. Okay, bye.
Bye. 60 ticks.
60 ticks.